A national consumer group called Food and Water Watch legally obtained a number of emails that show a cozy and yet delicate relationship between Governor O'Malley and the attorney for Purdue Farm, Inc., and Purdue in general. The group is criticizing those ties, and they hold up these emails to support their criticism. Joining us now is Scott Edwards, the co-director of Food and Water and Justice Project. Scott, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me on this afternoon.
We should mention that you got these emails through the Freedom of Information Act, and I was wondering, why is this something you tried to obtain in the first place?
The request for the documents really grew out of indications from the governor and from the governor's office that he had close ties to Purdue and in some ways was acting on their behalf. And I think what really strongly indicated that was when he sent a public letter to the University of Maryland Law School criticizing them sharply for their role in a case against Purdue that was brought under the Clean Water Act. And it was rather extraordinary for a head of state to weigh in publicly on an ongoing piece of litigation in the manner that he did. It sort of set off a red flag for us that he was somehow closely involved with Purdue.
We should mention that it might not be surprising to know when you read these emails that the two men have known each other since law school, according to the governor's office, so that they are friends and acquaintances from way back when.
But what you've got to look at is look at these strings of emails in context. And that context is here is a major industry, Purdue Chicken, that is part of an industry that is the largest polluter of the Chesapeake Bay in the state, who has been openly defended in an ongoing lawsuit by the governor.
So the governor has reacted, I guess, through his office. And, you know, I'm sure you've read the statement. The communications director said that you misinterpreted the tone as uniformly deferential, and then said there's no secret the two men have known each other, and they left it at that.
You know, I understand the governor's office is saying that we are misinterpreting this as deference. There are a lot of people looking at these emails and seeing that same level of deference document.
What do you hope the fallout will be, if anything?
I want people to understand that and that when they go and they are fighting for a clean bay, when they are trying to get the largest polluter, industrial agriculture, to clean up its mess, that they're up against a level of access and influence that that they're going to have to anticipate when they bring these actions. You know, one of the most telling parts of these emails is you know, Governor O'Malley talks about how what really motivated him to write that letter was that he was standing up for the farmer and standing up for the little guy in this battle. If you look in those emails, though, he is personally promising Jim Purdue in his draft email of apology that in his state they'll never be co-permitting. Now what he's talking about is holding under the laws of the land, under the Clean Water Act, holding big industries like Purdue responsible for the waste that's produced by their chickens.
So, right now it's on the farmer.
It's on the farmer. It is a burden for them. So if the governor really cared about family farmers on the Eastern Shore, as he claims to, one of the things he should be doing is pushing co-permitting. But what he is doing instead is he's going through personal emails to a Purdue lawyer promising him that that's never going to happen in his state while he's governor. Those kinds of indicators tell a very different story than a governor who really cares about family farmers. This is a governor who cares about Purdue.
All right.
And will go to extraordinary lengths to make sure Purdue is never liable for its waste in his state as long as he's governor.
Okay, Scott Edwards, thank you very much for joining us, co-director of Food and Water and Justice Project, with your perspective on FOIAing these emails and putting them out to the public. We appreciate it.
Right. Thank you for having me.